upon a mound of gold, and there he grew so very old. His beard so thick, it kept him warm and well when he was sailing. So rich was he, but still he lacked one tiny single gem. The pearl he wanted for his hoard would be the death of him. He dreamed of pearls the night and day. He vowed that he would have his way. The mountain he would climb for it.
Who is that man? The one who sits in the shadow
there. Him? We call him Strike. He's a good ranger. He's an athlete.
So you say. Who are these others you seem so interested in?
Hey, where?
The halflings. The strangers over there.
Oh, they're from the Shire. Odd little buggers, aren't they? Hey, where are you off to?
To see friends. Stay here. Faster.
Not far from Balin's home, there lived a tired and ancient dragon. His wings were broke, his fiery span, his eyes, they were a sagging. And he was known throughout the land, for in his father's scale he had. He clutched the pearl of great renown, and made a bliss to nag. Oh! Hey! One day to find old Balin came a-calling. So old they were, they tried to fight, but couldn't keep them falling. The dragon fell upon his sword, for Balin tried to reach the horn. He tripped upon his beard so great, and crushed his knee with precious sword. Here we have his precious bow, but death he can't.
Send him to the loo.